you didn't go to Pulp in the Park yesterday, did you?
I did not.
This is, my mate Jarvis. This is Pulp. And come on, people. What?
Well, you didn't meet him.
No, I know. What about pen pals? You say pen pals, don't you? Don't meet them with their friends.
Yeah, but you've never had any contact with Jarvis whatsoever.
Gervais, I don't know anything about this. What was it? What was going on?
Pulp.
What?
Pulp, Catatonia, Bernard Butler.
Right.
Alan Turex.
This was a big event, was it? Some big gig?
You asked. What were you doing?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Making some more clogs for the disco.
Ooh.
Yeah? Thinking about ladies.
Hey! Maybe I was with a lady.
Were you?
No.
No.
But,
anyway, I've met Jarvis before. Met him at Ulu at the Long Peaks gigs. He's mates with him.
Right.
Yeah.
What's he like? Alright?
He's sort of thin. Got glasses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he has success with ladies. Why don't I?
Yeah. You don't go into that? Do you want? No, I don't think we should.
Tell me about it. So what was it? I don't understand. You were involved somehow, weren't you?
Well, I was just comparing.
You were comparing?
Yeah. Well, just go out and say, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for,
Were you?
Ultrasound.
What did you do? I mean, what was your shtick?
Well, I wanted to go out and interrupt Jarvis with a Michael Jackson mask on.
Yeah, naturally.
But I wasn't allowed.
Right, they wouldn't let you.
So I did it to Catatonia instead.
Yeah, that really worked, does it?
Didn't have the same impact at all.
Didn't make any
sense?
No.
No, not really.
Who else was on? Bernard Butler, was he?
Yeah, oh, Bernard Butler, I had a lovely little trick ready. I'd borrowed a little peaked cap off of, this and John's ambulance, and I was getting ready to go out and go, oh, I hate you, Butler, get that bus out now! But they played an intro tape, and I told him, he said, oh, it's a shame, that'd have been funny.
Yeah.
So that one.
So lots of opportunities there, wasted.
Yeah.
It would seem.
But I did go out when all-
Very much the story of your life, Jim.
Yeah. When the roadies were going, a bit more DB on that, I did go and get my arse out.
You went and got your arse out?
Yeah.
Right, because sort of the classy stuff weren't working.
No. I had to sort of like, dumb it down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. That's the nature of those audiences.
But it was funny, right, because, hold on. I'm getting bored now, it's Catatonia. They were on.
Oh, were they?
They were good.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you roll your R's?
No idea. One thing I would say though, if anyone saw Ricky yesterday at, where was it, Finsbury Park?
Yeah.
01715802000, was he faintly amusing? What did he get up to?
Gervais, you know last week we started a competition where people had to send in photographs or pictures or anything.
Oh yeah.
I would show them to you indiscriminately during the show and see if you would laugh.
Yeah.
Got the first one here.
Yeah.
From Michael in Crouch End.
Yeah.
Alright.
You liar, that wasn't it.
Well, it could have been.
You did that.
I did that myself. Wait, that's the idea.
Yeah.
That's the idea. Facts are, can I just say facts?
Oh God.
Facts. I'll admit, I drew that one.
Right.
Wait a minute.
And I could never, not only could I not tell them what that was, I could never explain it well enough.
No. There's nothing you could do to explain that picture.
No.
Suffice to say, if you've got a picture that you think can make the mates laugh, and we will hopefully give a prize to somebody somewhere during the show.
There's specifics like that that make this show, sort of like, you know what I mean?
The vague promise that there might be a prize.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you have a picture that you think can make Gervais laugh, 01715802... Shut up, I'm trying to give the number here. 01715802...
That's enough.
1234.
That's the fax number.
Yeah, exactly. How are they gonna phone in a drawing? simple things, Gervais, that let you down.
Next up, Blur.
Gervais, you've had a few faxes, and phone calls because people did see you, apparently, yesterday at, Finsbury Park.
Yeah.
Introducing the bands. We've had a number of callers. Let me just sort of tell you what they've said. They've passed this information on to
you. It's gonna be hurtful, isn't it?
Well, you know, all I would say, Gervais, is you mock me, all right, about my appearance, okay, because you know you're safe. People don't know what you look like because you're on the wireless.
But you've made
a public appearance,
Gervais. I've made a big error.
You've made a big, big error.
Go on.
All right, Les called. He said Ricky let himself down by mooning. Gervais, all I'd say to you is...
I didn't moon.
Clearly you did.
No, I did sort of roadies cleavage.
The point is, Gervais, you see, even, I mean, those are classics in your repertoire.
Yeah.
Aren't they? Getting your arse out. That's like your sort of, you know, the very best of Woody Allen. One of his hour-long monologues. That's yours, isn't
it? I didn't do the fish, though, did I? That's my best resistance.
Anyway, Claire has also phoned in.
Piskies to resistance.
Claire has phoned in. She said, you're a bit large, all right? You had a haircut, and all that means, and you're quieter than on the radio. Any reason what was going on? Why weren't you shouting and bawling?
Eh?
That's your manner.
Probably
Well, all I'd say, all I'd point you in the
mic wasn't on.
I'd point you in the direction of a bit large face, because that leads nicely onto the final call here from Katie.
Yeah.
Fatter than I thought, Gervais, but still gorgeous.
Ah, I see.
But so it's interesting there that they've spotted that you're quite a fat and talentless man.
I'm not that fat, am I?
Well, no, but two people of those three calls have pointed out the fact that you're fat.
Yeah.
And the other one, all he could see was your arse. So, Gervais, I'm just a little bit disappointed, I imagine. You're probably feeling a little bit low, a bit shocked. You thought that the TV contracts would be flooding in, but
it's not my media, really. It's just sort of
Gervais,
rock festival.
Nothing is your medium.
Well, I went there, right, and first of all, it was a lot of noise.
Right.
And walking around. It was hot, which I liked. I sort of laid down. But I didn't take any sun cream. So after about 4 hours, I was getting a bit warm,
yeah.
And I was knackered because I was having to work. I had to keep going on stage, which I wanted to sort of sit in one place near the chemical toilet, between the chemical toilet and the bar, or incorporate those,
yeah,
in one sort of strange invention, which I'm going to do one day.
Chemical bar.
Yeah, yeah. We've all been there.
In one end, out the other.
Get away. Yeah. Get away. And so I was sitting there, and then this someone came. A friend of ours had some factored. So-and-so 50 or something, I put it on, and Ben's Becky, was there with some lip balm. I put that on so, you know, it wouldn't crack. And it was all okay. But then, as I started getting a little bit more out of it, we were sort of like drinking and enjoying ourselves, and I was hot, and I got a runny eye. My eye started stinging, and I was going, oh, my eye, and I was tired, and I was losing heat through my sunburn, it was getting cold, and I put my tracksuit top on, white tracksuit top. So there I was sitting. And also then about a couple of hours later, the lip balm came out again and I had a flashback. I remember the first time it went round, it was like in a film, I had the flashback. And as I realised, I put it up my lids, then put a little bit on my eyelids.
Why?
I don't know.
In case of chapped eyelids.
No, I thought it might cool them down.
Right.
And then I realised, oh, that's why my eyes are stinging.
Yeah.
So I'm there, with runny eyes, I'm tired, I'm a little bit drunk, I'm in a white tracksuit with shades on, I had turned into Jimmy Savile.
You'd just become Jimmy.
Yeah, and I saw all these kids looking at me thinking, oh, bless him. They're going, you're alright, Harriet, where's the toilet? You've done it. Nah. No, dear Jimmy, I am 4 years old and I have a terminal illness. Can you fix it for me to live a long and healthy life? Well, no, but we have arranged it for you to do a duet with Mr. Shaky Stevens.
Hooray!
I feel sick. This old house, do it, you little I feel sick, mummy. It's the treatment. Anyway.
What's behind the green door? A cure? No.
No. He's for comas. He's not for terminal illness. He gets people out of comas, doesn't he, Shaky Stevens?
Does he?
He does. He apparently, loads of kids in the 80s, they're all on there, all these people going, oh yeah, and she was in a coma, and we played Shaking Stevens 24 hours a day, and I'd come out of it if someone bloke, turn that shit off. You know what I mean? Who would you least like to visit you if you're in a coma?
Oh, crumbs.
Imagine it, right? You're in a coma, yeah? You're in a catatonic, you've got all your senses. You've got all your senses except sight. You can't do a thing, right? And you've got someone there to come and visit you. You're helpless. You can't move.
I'm just sort of lying
you can't
on bed,
say anything.
Helpless.
But you can feel the. I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to visit me. Jason Donovan.
No, I wouldn't want Jason.
But it's not. I don't like his voice.
No.
Or Philip Schofield. Don't like his singing voice.
Andy Peters.
I haven't heard him sing.
No, but I wouldn't want him round. I wouldn't want him round.
Really? Why?
No, I don't know. It's just something about him. Something about him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want him there.
Anyway, we've got some Skunk and Nancy coming up.
Larry Grayson's welcome.
So, and I'll tell you what else, it's Village People.
Oh,
I love them.
Bring the four of them,
right? YMCA, four of them. What one do you want to leave out? There was five of them.
No, there wasn't.
There was five of them.
There was four.
There were five Village People.
Four Village, everyone knows there's four Village People.
Really?
Alright, wait a minute, so there's a fire, no, hang on, there's a road cop.
Yeah.
There's a Red Indian, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
There's a construction worker. And there's something else. There's something, a chef? No, a candlestick maker.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? Yeah. A tailor.
A tailor.
At the back with those little half moon glasses. YMCA. Do a little bit of sewing.
Who was it? Fun. Hang on, wait a minute. There was a fire chief.
What are you on about?
Is there a fire chief? No, there wasn't a fire chief. There was a police.
Oh yeah.
Play the record.
The black guy was a road cop, a traffic cop.
There was a policeman.
There was a Red Indian. Obviously.
Obviously.
Native American.
Yeah, there was a construction worker.
Yeah, the moustache. Cowboy. Cowboy.
Was there?
Yeah, of course there was a cowboy.
Was there?
Yeah.
Well, who was the fifth one then?
I don't know if there was. I might have made that up. Maybe I just dreamt one. I thought of maybe some, maybe a bloke dressed up as Judy Garland. It's about, R4, Sunday. Ricky Gervais show, I'm Ricky Gervais. Steve's got some, facts.
Well, it's interesting. We had a call from a fella called Paul Murray.
Yeah.
And Paul tells me that there are, or rather there were, perhaps there still are, six village people.
Six more than I remember. Go on then.
But what's interesting is Paul here, has managed to name every single member of that squad, plus the different roles that they played.
Excellent.
And what I'm intrigued to know is, like, so most people can't even name all four Smiths, all right? Or decent bands, even, you know, maybe all four Rolling Stones. Sorry, all six, five Rolling Stones. However many there
12.
Are. Yeah. but this man can name all six village people and the roles they played.
Go on, then.
One wonders about his musical taste.
Go on.
Anyway, the cowboy, Gervais, you might want to make a note. The cowboy was played by Victor Willis. There was a Red Indian. He was David Hodo. Philip Rose played the policeman. Randy Jones was a GI, a soldier. Glenn Hughes played the biker. And Alex Briley was the construction worker. Six village people, Gervais.
Wow.
All right.
That's fantastic.
So in Trivial Pursuit or any
that would be crowded though, wouldn't it, in the ward?
Yeah.
I bet that matron would be coming around saying, what is this? Get out!
Yeah.
Get out, he can't hear you. I think he can. He flickers a little bit every now and again.
So, yeah, we're taking your calls on who you'd least like to have visiting you when you're in a coma.
Maybe you could have a special donor card. Like, in a case of me falling into a catatonic state where I can still hear a bit, don't let Shaken Stevens in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or, see, my girlfriend knows exactly what I'd want. I'd want 24 hours a day, Derek and Clive, with bits of, like, Radiohead and the Smiths sort of, like, you know, mixed into it. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
That'd be easy. She'd know. But you can't always rely on that.
No.
I mean, who would you turn to? There's no one would want to come near you when you're sort of, like, walking around. Maybe you wouldn't be so scary when you're sort of, like, unconscious. I don't know, actually, you'd probably be worse, wouldn't you? Because you'd have your glasses off, because you wouldn't need them. And they sort of help you, they humanise you.
Can you
I'll
imagine,
be honest.
Imagine all the nurses in their staff room. No, I'm not going in.
Yeah, yeah.
Drawing straws. No, I'm not going anywhere near him.
No, and you'd probably have some sort of drip thing, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and that's just visiting.
And that just sort of keeps you alive. That's all the protein and everything you need. Imagine Dawn French visiting you.
Dearie me.
She'd be there for a while, and those comes in, why isn't his drip connected? She goes, dunno. No idea.
We had a call from Heather and Jim. They apparently met you once before, and they said you're not quite as fat as they remember.
Oh,
sorry, you're quite as fat as everyone was suggesting.
Yeah, you see? I'm not fat. What I've done is I've let myself go a little bit around the midriff, you see? So, in this, like, indie world of being 7 stone, of course, I'm suddenly 8 man, aren't I?
Yeah.
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 These youngsters, oh, what's that? It's this beer gut. You'll get it. You'll get it, all right? My jawline's not as chiseled as it used to be.
Oh. Well, it's not so much a jawline.
No, not really. It's a pelican.
As your waist.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes straight into it.
Heather and Jim, they said that they wouldn't really fancy Nick Cave popping around when they've got a coma. I don't know, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
No.
He could bring some of his H along.
XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais Show. Don't forget, keep faxing in the people you'd least like or most like to visit you in a coma and what you'd like played to you. So, you know, I think this is 24 hours a day. Maybe learn to speak French.
Would make a
you know
lot
what
sense.
I mean? You come out and you're fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That'd be great because there's nothing else to do. So all those things you thought of, you know, doing, like, and maybe a martial art, that'd be difficult.
Yeah. How to chat out women.
Ah.
I'd have to be in a coma for a lot longer.
Yeah,
two things, Gervais. One, you know last week I mentioned that I've got a celebrity relation?
Yeah.
I'm going to be mentioning that in a second, all right, so bear with me because it's an exciting thing, obviously. I've got a celebrity relation, Gervais.
I know.
It's not very exciting, it's not very intriguing, but I think you'll be-
They're cringing.
I think you'll- Yeah.
They're going, oh God, please don't, the phones are going to go, so you're
but
getting injunction out on it.
01715880000, have you got an interesting celebrity relation? Also, Gervais, are you going to mention the compilation tape?
Oh yeah, I was thinking like doing a little compilation tape, like we play like some of our most loved and beautiful tunes, you could pick three, and we could play them back to back with no little segueing, no little idents, and no speaking over the intro or outro, so they could tape them.
Well, yeah, no, I'll stop you there, Gervais, because I think the idea's great.
Yeah.
But obviously it is against the law for anybody to tape.
Right. Okay.
Tracks.
So get it ready, and we'll tell you when, and then we'll leave a little gap, so press that record, and then you can have three in a row. Like, I choose something like, I think I'd choose, Let Down, off OK Computer, and that would go nicely into Stuff for Little Children by the Smiths, and then finish with After Gold Rush, Neil Young. Three there. And then, no, next week I'll play another three. Like, what would you play, your three?
Well, I'd probably play something by, I don't know, who knows, R.E.M. maybe?
Yeah.
R.E.M., classic, some, New Order, or
yeah,
somebody like that.
So yours would be more like a sort of classic indie dance.
Exactly. Happy Mondays.
Yeah,
Mondays
sort of party, yeah.
But of course, I would stress again, Gervais, that it is against the law.
Okay.
For people to hit, play and record and
okay,
tape those tracks.
So we're doing that a bit later, so get your, get a blank cassette now. And we'll be doing that what? Should we do that about five?
Well, obviously we won't be doing it because it is against the law.
Okay, we'll do that about five then. After the break, Terrorvision. XFM, London's only alternative.
Yeah.
We've had a few suggestions. What's that? Janet? What's that say? Janet Crawley, dressed as a woman.
No.
What?
Cranky.
Oh, yeah. So you're writing in a Janet Cranky dressed as a woman rather than a small child.
Oh, God!
That would be fighting,
oh,
wouldn't it?
That's grotesque. Oh!
They sleep together.
I sleep together. I know. Don't you think that's my worst nightmare?
Imagine that. Oh, God.
Oh.
Kenny Dalglish.
Oh.
Oh, God. Dr. Fox. Oh, that's, another old Dr. Fox. Whitney Houston. That's harsh, but fair.
Oh.
Oh.
Janet Cranky.
Dressed as a, maybe trying to look a bit beautiful.
I know, that's what I can't understand. But what was he thinking? Did he see her and chat her up in a club or something, and then later discover that she looks great dressed as a boy? Or did they start off
at that sort of club.
Well, did they start off doing that shtick?
We're leaving there.
We're leaving there!
He wouldn't have said that. He knew it was a woman. He only likes the company and sex with women. No, it's just her. It's his wife. So,
how could you fall in love with that woman? Come on.
Why?
Look at the woman. She's short, she's squat, she's weird looking.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Your point being, Steve,
if there's a chance for her,
well,
maybe I just need to start dressing up as school children.
Oh, think of that. We're going to start off now, so get ready to press play and record on your tape. This is Steve's little compilation. We're going to kick off with a secret track by R.E.M., aren't we?
That's right, but can I just stress again that you shouldn't hit play and record, because of course it is illegal to do so.
Okay, I'm going to fade myself down now, so there'll be no talking on this bit, okay? Well, that was three in a row there. That's Steve's choice for your compilation tape. R.E.M., Electronic and Gomez. But Steve, read out, spell it for them and read out the title so they can, get a pen and write it down for the label of the cassette.
No, I told you before, Gervais, it's illegal for them to have taped those songs.
What was it? It was R.E.M.
No, alright, you can take these down, but do not write them in the inlay card of the Ricky Gervais compilation, because you're not allowed.
Okay, yeah.
Alright, it's as simple as that.
Okay.
But the three tracks, just for your own knowledge,
yeah,
okay, and if you've got a pen handy and you need to take them down, then
yeah,
grab a pen now, but the three tracks were Superwoman by R.E.M.
R.E.M., how are you spelling that, Steve?
That's R.
Yeah.
Capital R, I should say. Capital E. Capital M.
Okay,
right. R.E.M. and the track Superwoman.
Yeah,
and that's a secret track on the album Life's Rich Pageant.
Okay.
All right. The second
put that in brackets.
The second track was a classic single from Electronic.
Yeah.
Spelling that in the usual manner.
Yeah.
And the track was Getting Away With It.
Yeah.
That's Getting Away With It.
Yeah. It's not Getting apostrophe.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's Getting Away With It.
Yeah. Okay.
And finally, there of course Gomez, from their current album, and the track Get Myself Arrested.
That's G-O-M-E-Z.
That's right.
On XFM 104.9, just gone 5 o'clock. Little boy Fraser was on the phone to do with Steve's compilation. He says, well, one, that R.E.M. track is called Superman, not Superwoman, okay? And two, it's clearly listed on the CD itself. It's not a secret track at all.
I'll stop you there, Gervais. I'll stop you there straight away, all right? Now, Little Boy Fraser, for those who don't know, he's sort of one of the big sort of music bods here, right?
Yeah.
He sort of is involved with the library of records. He's to do with the playlist, all the rest of it.
He's 16 years old, and his mum, he wants to come in every day, but his mum says, no, you've got to have a day off. You don't get paid, they're taking you for a ride.
Exactly. And even though he's very young, he claims to know a lot about music.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, here, he's embarrassed himself. Right, I've got the CD.
He's incontinent as well.
I've got the CD in front of me. Now, I don't know which issue or which, you know, I'm sure he's got the original vinyl release.
Yeah.
That's signed by the band or whatever. I'm looking at the copy here, right? And this one tallies with the copy I've got at home, Gervais.
Yeah, it tallies.
I'm opening up the CD here. I'm looking at the sleeve, which I assume, I'll be honest, I am assuming, is a reproduction of the original sleeve, you know, the original artwork.
Right.
And you'll notice that nowhere does it mention the track Superwoman, as yeah. I like to call it. You'll notice that it's got all ten tracks there. I'm just checking that. And the last track you'll notice...
Oh, Steve seems to be right. It's just got a little plus.
A little plus, all right. Yeah. Suggesting there might be another hidden track.
Yeah.
All right.
The clue, yeah, is in the plus. Oh, well, Little Boy Fraser seems to be wrong now.
So on the sleeve, you'll notice there's no mention.
He's taken off his dad's shell suit and thrown it down in disgust. He's just left there in his pants at the moment.
There's no mention of the track on the sleeve. The only mention of the track itself is on the CD.
Hold on.
They've listed all 12 tracks.
I'm just going to confirm this. And it says Superwoman.
It says Superwoman 2:50 as track 12.
Well, Little Boy Fraser seems to reverse himself.
Now, I don't know, you see, maybe he's right. Maybe in the great scheme of things, Stipe has suggested that it's actually called Superman, and that it's not to be known as a hidden track, right?
Right.
But I'm just going by the facts, the evidence, Gervais. 0171-580-2000. Whose side are
you on? Little Boy Incontinent Fraser or Ugly Boy Lizard Man Steve? The choice is yours.
Yeah, well, let's not sort of try and bias the vote. If we can, all right.
Okay, yeah, they fall for that. But what do they write on the inlay of their cassette, the people who have been taping it?
Well, that's very much the difficult question at the moment, and that's hopefully what perhaps Michael Stipe or one of the other...
Well, I've sorted you out, because they shouldn't be writing anything, because they shouldn't be taping off the radio,
oh,
Steve.
You're right.
If You Be Mine by Baby Bird. Steve's singing along there to Baby Bird. Which is ironic, because when you sing, you're putting your head back and your mouth open, you look like a baby bird.
Do I?
Yeah, because the long neck and that sort of goiter thing you've got look like a sort of like a fledgling pelican.
And the worms, of course, hanging from my
head. Yeah, but it's ironic as well, because you're like a Lizoidian as well.
You're is that a real word? Because you're a Lizoidian? Oh, right, of course. Yeah.
Because I sometimes forget that they're not real words.
You sometimes forget that your language comes from the voices inside your head.
No, listen.
I use my own language. They tell me what to say and I say it.
Yeah, no, listen. You're sort of like a little bird-like Lizoidian thing, right? Which is like the Archaeopteryx. Like the link between the sort of lizard man going flight.
Oh, goodness me.
They've kicked in again. They've kicked in early.
Oh.
They're not meant to start for about an hour.
What, the voices?
No, the tablets. Right. Go on.
Anyway, you know that I put out that little appeal there. I wanted to find out if my view of the REM track Superwoman was correct, or whether Little Boy Frasier was right. Is Emma still there? Is Emma disappeared?
No, she's gone. She's got the results.
Yeah, she's got the stats there, and we've had calls coming in saying who's right. Oh, hang on. So Emma, you can cooperate. Who was right there? Who was right? Was it me or was it Little Boy Frasier?
Sorry, Fraser, it was Steve.
And I believe I'm right in saying that no calls came in supporting Fraser.
No, you're right. You are right, yeah.
Brilliant.
But why do you gloat over a little kid who's like helping us out, doesn't get paid for it, has got a problem with his intestines,
bowel movements. You don't argue with me.
He goes through shell suits like Liverpudlians, and, you know, he's sitting there now, he's probably taken off his pants angry, he's just got his mum's shoes on now, and he's furious.
Fraser, little word of advice, right? Don't start on me until you've got pubic hair. All right, now listen,
that is so, at least he's got a girlfriend.
All I would say,
at least he's got a girlfriend. That old lady with a flat head and no teeth at outside Good Street station.
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
Anyway, listen, before we carry on.
What?
Also, I want my celebrity relation. I want to mention that in a second.
Yeah.
And something else, you've got something else, haven't you?
Oh, I've got my three compilations that you can tape off the radio.
Your three tracks.
But don't, because it's illegal.
Don't tape them, because they're illegal.
No, this is one of my favourite tracks that we've ever put on the playlist. This is, Robert Pollard and Make Use.
Let's hear it.
XFM 104.9, just coming up to 5:15. Well, this isn't looking so good. For you, Steve.
Oh, right.
Because one guy's faxed in on my copies of Life Switch Pageant, the track you played earlier is listed as Superman, not Superwoman, on the CD. REM manufacturing different editions of the album, or yet more gender problems on your show. And there's another guy on the phone who said, definitely, definitely Fraser is right. He's got it on vinyl. And I think vinyl wins over CD. So Fraser has won.
Wait a minute.
What?
No, I'm not going to settle for that, for goodness sake. It's just once again an example of the fact you can't let me get, you know, anything. You can't let me win anything.
No.
On this bloody show.
Because you don't deserve it, because you're a horrible little amphiboloid sort of...
Little amphiboloid?
Yeah, little creature, little lizoidian scale crack.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little horrible little sleet bludgeon.
A sleet bludgeon?
You are!
Right.
You're
right.
A scaly little sleet bludgeon.
Yeah.
You're a fmaoid and fibrate.
That doesn't, Gervais, wipe out the fact that...
What?
I'm correct as far as REM's concerned. We've had a lot of calls supporting me.
Yeah.
Right? Until we get word...
CD, that's obviously...
Whoa, I'll stop you there.
Like yourself, a little bit malfunctioning... I'm struggling.
Right. Until we get word from REM themselves, right, clearing this up, I'm not taking no for an answer.
Right.
I wish I knew what that sentence meant.
I wasn't even listening.
No, I know you weren't.
I
couldn't have said anything there.
Now listen, what are we talking about?
Celebrity, my celebrity.
Oh, go on.
I may as well tell you now, because
come on.
I've been training it and it's not that exciting.
Really?
It's really not that exciting. But anyway, my celebrity relation is, drum roll please.
No, who is it? Orville? Godzilla?
No, what, the famous amphiboloid?
Yeah.
Godzilla?
Yeah.
No, it's not Godzilla, right?
Who is it?
My famous celebrity.
Who is it? What's the relation first?
Second cousin.
Second cousin. Now, what is that?
I don't know, maybe it's third cousin.
Well, it's
second cousin.
In Bristol, that can be sister, can't it?
Second cousin, right, is, you won't believe this.
Go on.
Sarah from Bananarama.
Is it really?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
So she's your second or third cousin?
Well, she's a relation.
Does she know this?
Yes. No.
She does know.
She doesn't know who I am, but I know who she is.
Anyone from the Nanas listening, give us a call. Deny it. Embarrass him again.
No, this is true. She was a bridesmaid at my mother's wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
How old was she?
Oh, I don't know.
Which one is it? Sarah?
Well, she's the blonde-haired one.
Yeah, no, they are blonde-haired one time, except the Karen who was replaced by another dark people. How many are in Bananarama now? They're back together again, aren't they?
Are they?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Swerve Driver. No. I know. I would play an ad break. And then Swerve Driver. I had a whole new idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
After this ad break, I'm gonna press this button.
Great, you crazy amphiboloid.
Well, I've got you, Steve. You've been proved wrong.
No, you have,
beyond doubt. Little Boy Fraser's called up, and Dan Sayer called independently to back this up. It's not even an REM song. They've covered it, but it's a band called the Clique, a psychedelic band from the late 60s, early 70s, and it was called Superman. So I don't care what REM say, it's called Superman.
I'll stop you there, Gervais, right?
Why?
The fact that REM are now calling it Superwoman,
yeah,
right, that's between REM and Clique. Alright, if they want to get together and have a scrap, that's fair enough.
So if I completely cover a song exactly the same, just cover it like, Love Love Me Don't by the Beatles, that's fine, is it? Love Love Me Don't. Yeah.
I never once-
Listen,
just shut up for a second.
Sheila in the Sky with Diamonds.
Shut up.
By Ricky Gervais.
Shut up for just one second, right?
Go on. Yeah.
The argument was, what should people put on their cassette tape compilation inlay card.
It's illegal!
They're not allowed to do.
It's illegal!
I agree they're not allowed to do that.
Right.
But, I was offered, you'd asked me to tell them what they should put down, right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the track we played was recorded by REM.
Yes,
right?
It was.
Not Clique. So
no,
don't write Clique down.
No, write REM down.
Exactly.
How are you spelling that?
That's correct.
How are you spelling that?
That's capital R, capital E, capital M.
Right.
Right? And, you want to put down the name of the track as recorded by REM.
Yeah.
They've called it Superwoman, right? I don't care if it's really called Superman in the world of the Clique.
Oh, no, I'll stop you there.
In the world of the Clique,
you
might be.
You don't care if it's really, why are you having this argument? You do care, or you wouldn't be arguing.
No.
You do care. No.
No, you're saying I'm wrong.
You are.
I'm not wrong.
It's called Superman.
Only by the Clique is called Superman.
No.
By REM, it's called Superwoman.
No, they can't.
I can't.
No,
they can do all he wants!
Sometimes. Sometimes they call it Superman. Make your mind up, at least!
They call it Superwoman!
Are you sure they're called R.E.M.? Or have they changed that?
They call it Superwoman, you tosser!
How are you spelling that?
That's S-U-P-E-R-W-O-M-A-N. You idiot! You fat imbecile!
I'm gonna do my compilation now, so get ready to press, play and record.
By the way, you can't do that, it is against the law.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Right, I'm gonna start off, with this, I'll just fade myself down and start the track, okay? Keep quiet.